Among the flaws, DOD has no set of consistent protocols for first irradiating the anthrax samples its laboratories produce and then testing them to make sure no live spores remain in the vials before it ships them to various public and private laboratories as part of its research program to develop biodefenses against that bacteria. While the department has three different facilities that are in the business of producing and then killing anthrax for the biodefense program, the problem appears to have been isolated to the facility at the Army's Dugway Proving Ground in Utah. The review team found no evidence of live bacteria in the other two DOD facilities which produce anthrax, but when they tested the samples in Dugway's current inventory, more than half of them showed some presence of live bacteria. Robert Work is the Deputy Secretary of Defense.
Now, obviously, when over half of those anthrax batches that were presumed to be inactivated instead proved to contain live spores, we have a major problem. And the numbers confirm this judgment. At this point, we know that over the last 12 years, 86 laboratories in 20 states, the District of Columbia, and 7 foreign countries ultimately received what was supposedly inactivated spores, but were live, and all originated, as I said, from Dugway Proving Ground.
The investigative panel, made up of experts from various federal agencies and outside academicians, concluded that there were several reasons that no laboratory workers were ever infected with anthrax, despite having been unknowingly exposed to it for more than a decade. For one, the organism usually only infects humans when it's in powdered form. Those samples were liquefied and transported in vials. Also, even though Dugway's procedures were flawed and failed to completely kill the bacteria in the samples, they killed enough of them so that a person would have to intentionally drink or inject several vials in order to become infected.
Now, Secretary Carter, myself, and the senior leadership of the department take absolutely no comfort in this fact. By any measure, this was a massive institutional failure with a potentially dangerous biotoxin. So the first thing we had to know was why did it happen?
The review said there's no single answer, but pointed to three contributing factors. There is no set of protocols for killing anthrax and verifying all spores in a sample are dead in the nation as a whole, let alone within DOD, so labs were left to invent their own testing regimes. Also, beyond anthrax, the department has no common set of biosafety procedures that apply to the handling of dangerous biohazards in general, and each of the labs that handle deadly organisms fall under different chains of command within the Army and the Navy.
Now, this review taught us lessons we needed to learn. We were quite frankly surprised by them. They identified institutional and procedural failures we urgently need to address. We are shocked by these failures. I want to stress to you that DOD takes full responsibility for these failures. We are implementing changes and recommending the establishment of procedures, processes, and protocols that will prevent such a biohazard safety failure from ever happening again. In fact, we hope that the lessons learned that we are learning will encourage the development and establishment of a national inactivation viability testing standard for every lab in the United States to follow.
For the time being, Work has ordered an indefinite moratorium on anthrax work in DOD labs, except for studies that need to be done to create a new set of common protocols. He also designated the Secretary of the Army to act as DOD's executive agent to create those procedures and enforce their use across DOD. While Dugway Proving Ground appears to be the sole source of the inactivated spores, the report found that no one there acted with malfeasance or violated any protocols. Rather, since each lab was charged with setting its own rules, the protocols themselves were the problem. And defense officials said Thursday that there are sufficient grounds to conduct a more extensive investigation into the scientific leadership of Dugway. Frank Kendall, the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, says that facility's own testing strongly suggested that its processes were not killing enough spores to declare an anthrax sample dead.
But the thing that stood out for us at Dugway was that a fairly large proportion of the samples that they had irradiated turned out to be positive in their testing, about 20% when we looked at the records. That should have been a clear indication to people at Dugway that something was wrong. That number should be much, much, much lower than that. There are some other things that are kind of unique to Dugway, including some things that happened in their history. There was enough evidence for me in the report from the review group that individual accountability should be assessed, but it should be assessed by a formal investigation by an appropriate investigating body. And the Army has bodies that can do that for us, like the Inspector General in the Army, for example. People deserve due process. We didn't want to leap to judgment. The review that we did was a 30-day review. It was not an in-depth, detailed investigative review of the kind you want to have before you find somebody culpable and take corrective action. That's what the Army will do now.
Besides the new Dugway investigation, the secretaries of the Army and Navy are also being ordered to implement a series of reforms recommended by the independent review team and report back to the Pentagon. Work says until then, DOD is largely out of the business of producing anthrax for research purposes. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.